Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's all about the games. And the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is 5:31. It is Wednesday, June 25th. Thank you guys for getting up early with us. We know how tough it could be, or maybe you're just getting to bed, but we appreciate you guys being with us so early. Good morning, you guys.
Morning, morning.
Good morning.
I was, were either of you in my studio by chance?
No. Well, I dropped some papers off in your studio and then I went out.
Because I don't care if you guys are. It was just really weird. I came in this morning and like things were like moved and then my microphone was unplugged.
Oh,
like someone had unplugged it. And I was like, that's weird. I wonder like what was going on in here. Maybe someone was having a secret conversation and they wanted to unplug the microphone in case. But I was like, that's really bizarre. What was going on in here?
I'm
so
glad
weird.
That you caught it, though, before you went on the air.
There was this big cord dangling and I was like, what's going on this morning? But yeah, someone was obviously in here using my little refuge. But I start out the show in here and then I go into the main studio once I get kind of all my stuff done. But yeah, it's just like, you know, when someone was in your space, especially when they unplug stuff.
I was going to mention that. Does it mess with you when you notice something is kind of off center, or just like you said, your space is, you know what I mean? It's been messed with.
I don't get upset, especially if it's someone like that I know and trust. Like if you guys were in here, I wouldn't care. But like, it's like when I don't know who it was. What were you doing in here? What's going on? Is all my stuff here?
Like, did they take out your microphone and replace it? Or like, well, maybe they let you know, or I don't know, just let you know that, hey, just let you know I was in your studio.
Yeah,
this
so,
is what happened.
So bizarre. Yeah. But how are you guys doing? How's your day?
Doing good. You know, I was thinking this morning when you, actually you said it just like a moment ago, it's tough waking up in the morning. And this morning I thought to myself, what alarm do you all wake up to, you know, off your, what, I don't know if you have an Android or an iPhone, but, you know, I was thinking to myself, I wake up to this.
Oh, gosh, I could never.
And, no. And I remix it with this.
I've used that one for the nap in the afternoon on the weekends. That's my nap one.
The reason why is because I definitely want to be, alarmed or woken up to it, but I'm thinking to myself, man, this is hard. Like, would it matter maybe if I woke up to violins, or do you do that? Or
I'm trying to find, this is my alarm that I wake up to in the morning.
Yeah, it's more subtle.
That I can't even tell you because I use the sleep app a part of my iPhone and it's engraved into the phone. So I don't have to set an alarm every night.
It's wakes you up?
Yes, it automatically goes at 3:15 a.m. And it's so gradual because if I heard like I would be so upset in the morning. And so I like a gradual open, then it starts to get louder.
But here's the issue. Doesn't it make it easier for you to hit snooze and be like, oh, just 5 more minutes, 10 more minutes, I'll wake up then. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I snooze horribly. I get out of bed like at 3:45.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm snoozing for a long time.
I snooze two times. My alarm goes off at 3:30. I snooze twice. So I end up getting up at like 3. I'm actually kind of awake. So usually I get out of bed around 3:45 when it finally happens.
Yeah. Maybe you need to try this method.
No, absolutely not. I would be in the worst mood in the morning if I did that. So we have so much coming up on the show this morning, you guys. We have more of those VIP passes for you to join us at the Summerlin Patriotic Parade. We are going to be hosting. We'd love to see you out there. And we have a special section. You don't have to go early. You don't have to claim your spot. We've got seating. We've got refreshments. We've got a nice 4th of July prize pack for you. That is coming up at 7:30 with the Mega Minute. Also, tickets to the advanced screening of the new Smurfs movie that is coming out. And tickets for you to see Jesse McCartney. What a throwback concert that's going to be. He's coming to the Palms. And we've got your tickets in the 8 o'clock hour with Heads Up. Let's start the show. It is time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Macarena by Los Del Rio? Do you want to hear My Own Prison by Creed? Or do you want to hear What Do You Want From Me by Adam Lambert? Those are your choices. You can get your votes in right now. Tweet us on Extra Threads at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page. That's Mercedes in the Morning. Or just text or call us right now. Our number is 702-364-9400. We will count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1. I'm with you. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning. We all have that one friend who means well, but just completely misses social cues. It's just like, oh my gosh, are we on speaking two different languages here? And you're dealing with something right now, Julian, that's kind of reaching a breaking point. What's going on?
Oh my goodness, to say the least. It all started 5 days ago, or a week ago, and I just moved here a week ago. My friend Alex says, yo, I'm going to come see you in Vegas. I had just gotten there. I got boxes literally all over the place. I don't think he understands that concept of moving because he's never done it. And it's like I'm speaking Greek to him, and he goes, yeah, I'm going to come to Vegas. You know, time, at the end of the day, he's saying time waits for no man.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Who is he, like a Viking or something?
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, okay, conversation ends. He text messages me yesterday, and I don't know about you ladies, but when someone repeats something to me, it makes me feel nervous, like the same message over and over again. So he repeated this to me last week. I think he might have text messaged me, you know, within those 5 days. So anyway, yesterday he goes, yo, I'm going to be in Vegas this weekend.
Oh, no.
Oh, no is right. And I feel so bad because what people don't know is, you know, when you have history with someone, because, you know, that one friend that we all have, you know, there is history with the person. And for me, he is a good guy. He's done a lot for me, which I cannot, like, I'll never forget. But this guy literally says, I made a list of activities to do. Pickleball, food, Russell Peters. Apparently he's in town. Didn't know that. Walk around and explore the city. Bar hopping. So this makes me nervous because is this list for him or this is a list for me to take him to do?
I think it's both. I think he, since you live here, you're now responsible. Welcome to Las Vegas. This is lesson number one. All of a sudden, people start coming to see you. They don't go to see you when you're in Bismarck or when you're in Des Moines, but they do come see you when they're in Las Vegas and they want to be entertained.
Are you setting boundaries? Are you telling him like, hey man, it's not a good time? Or what's the conversation you're having to him?
Steph, thank you so much. I told him a week ago, this is not really a good time. I don't suggest it. I guess I was more polite about it. I left him a voice note saying, hey, Alex, man, you know, to be honest, I'm really tired. Like, I just want to like kind of relax this weekend. I hope you understand, but definitely like in a month. I would think it's pretty clear just based off that it's not.
What is does he say, like, suck it up, buttercup, or what? Like, what's his whole response to
he
that?
He says, don't worry. You don't need to entertain me. You don't need to entertain me. But I don't know what that means. Like, is he still staying with me? Because if he's staying with me, I feel like that's a form of entertainment.
No, he's not allowed to stay with you.
No. You got rooms and boxes. You don't have any beds. Like, just make it clear. Like, hey, dude, I don't know if I'll have time to see you. And just make
you
it like.
You would do that?
I would. I would straight up say like.
She just did it with someone recently. That just happened to her.
With a day one friend? Like someone you've known for a while?
This was a family member. A family member was telling us, hey, we're going to be in town this weekend. And it was for James's birthday weekend. And I'm like, sorry, we're busy. We have plans. They're like, don't worry about us. Don't worry about us. Towards the weekend, it's coming up, James's birthday. They go, hey, you know, are you able to actually host us Sunday night? And they just didn't get it. And honestly, it was a whole entire thing. Thankfully, we made time for them. They didn't stay with us because we said no. But thankfully, we had like an hour or so to hang out with them. And it was fine at the end of the day. But it's like, why don't you guys just understand? We have lives here. We don't just go to Vegas and go on this trip and, you know, drop our lives for you guys that come to town.
I'm going to ghost them.
You are?
I might have to. That's the only way to get the message across. Yeah. I'm going to ghost him. What would you do?
If he shows up with a suitcase, just hand him a list of nearby hotels and say, here's your quest. Godspeed. Godspeed, my friend. Have a great time. It's Mix 94.1.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Hey, good morning and welcome to the show. It is Wednesday, June 25th. It is 6:03. Thank you guys so much for being here. We were talking earlier about how you have a friend who's just kind of invited himself to your house and you still have boxes everywhere, Julian. Mm-hmm. Julian just moved here, new member on the show. And so you're still not like set up or anything in your house completely?
I'm like 75% there.
Okay.
But I was hoping to take this weekend to finally like complete everything and throw away all my boxes.
That's good. So what else do you have going on?
I'm starting to figure out because every state has different rules and... Guys, I'm gonna have to contact James or Matt like real quick. I've never like replacing air filter in your home. I've never done that. And Steph is looking at me. I wish we got this on video. And everyone listening, probably the same reaction. What is wrong with this kid? Is this a common thing? Seriously.
That's funny you say that because Matt just changed our air filters last week.
Is he available in August?
For a small fee, possibly. You don't know how to change your air filters in your house?
Well, here's the thing. Every time I've leased, everywhere I've lived, they do it automatically or it's in the deal. So... I mean, it's at no fault of my own. I just never had to, never thought about it.
Yeah, I think that's one of those things that you don't really think about until you're a homeowner or you have to take care of that stuff yourself. So no shame here on that. But my go-to whenever there's something I don't know how to do is YouTube.
Yes.
I mean, I always go to YouTube. I have fixed my sink by watching YouTube. I have fixed my toilets by watching YouTube tutorials.
Okay, plumber.
I mean, hey, this sounds dirty, but it's not. But I fixed the ball caulk in my toilet. Do you know what that is?
What's
no?
Are you talking about when you
that's
lift
in the inside?
Thing?
That's in the inside.
Yes!
I've had to fix that before.
Okay.
So like, it's. I'm telling you, go on YouTube. How to replace air filters. Boom, bang, boom. It's done. You've got your own tutorial.
Handy Mercedes over here.
I know.
Okay, Mercedes, have you ever fixed your ice maker?
I actually have, now that you mention it, because it got plugged up. The water line from it was plugged up. So I did go in with hairdryer. Shh. defrosted it. So yes, actually I have.
You okay. impress me every single day, Mercedes.
Steph, she's really smart because I YouTube this. I had this issue. I YouTube this yesterday and she's dead on.
That's
really
a, they tell you to use a hairdryer on it. Yeah.
I am actually afraid to own a home because of these things that you guys are talking about. Like, I mean, I know how to change an air filter, but my maintenance people taught me. I'm like, oh, okay, pretty easy. But like when you're talking about plumbing stuff or things that get backed up, I'm like, ooh, I don't have a maintenance guy to do that if I own a home.
How about James?
James is pretty handy, but it's like, I don't know. Sometimes I get afraid when he goes on YouTube and he's like, oh, I got this. And then all of a sudden, oh, here comes a bill because James ruined it even more.
Yeah, that's something you have to be concerned about because I've always worried about, like, I hope I don't mess this up worse than it already is.
So good luck on the air filter, Julian.
Thank you. YouTube is my friend.
Sometimes, you know, the best fix, I always feel like the best fix for anything is either duct tape or Febreze. So you can always just spray some Febreze up in your air vents and then boom, situation.
I will try that.
Actually, don't take my advice on that. All right, we've got a lot coming up on the show this morning. In just a couple of minutes, we are going to get you your advanced screening passes to check out the new Smurfs movie. Early edition of Heads Up is on the way, and coming up next in What's Trending, two R&B powerhouses just announced they are hitting the road together for the very first time. And yes, Las Vegas is on the list. We have details coming up next in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics trending.
Mercedes in the Mornings, What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Brandy and Monica are trending this morning. This is, when I saw this, I was like, are you kidding me? Is this like my 90s dreams coming true? Let me set the scene. It's 1998. You're sitting in your bedroom, you're mad at your imaginary boyfriend, and you're screaming, the boy is mine, into your hairbrush.
You can't forget the landline phones that they had in the music videos.
Absolutely. Oh my God. Guess what? 25 years later, Brandy and Monica just made your 90s dreams come true. They're going on tour together. For the first time, it's called The Boy Is Mine, because of course it is, and it's coming to T-Mobile Arena on November 7th. And it, I mean, aside from that hit, which you know that's going to be the encore, like they can't start off with that song.
No.
They've got so many other hits too. I mean, I remember when Brandy came out singing this song. I loved this song.
Oh, yes.
I still see the video in my head. And then, of course, there was Monica. Oh, I loved... did you have a preference? Did you guys favor one singer over the other, Brandy or Monica?
I loved them all. And I can't pinpoint it to an exact moment, but I would correlate it to 1998, Innocence. A time you're in school. I was just worried about, what are we going to do this weekend? Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't want to sound like one of those old people. Oh, music back in the day was so much better. But it was just, it was just so pure. Right?
I think of my childhood when I think of Brandy and Monica, especially my favorite song from Brandy is this one right here. Full Moon. I would sing this in my mirror in the living room, in my bedroom, and I would be singing on the top of my lungs at like 6 years old. Like, I had no business singing this song.
Yeah, this is not just a concert. This is a generational event, I'm telling you. Tickets go on sale to the general public on Friday, 10 a.m. And then if you're fancy and you have an Amex, your presale starts on Wednesday. Artist presale starts Thursday, and then everyone gets their shot on Thursday at noon. So AXS.com is where you get them. So start warming up those vocal cords now, because you know you're gonna lose your voice that night, and that is what's trending. All right, let's do it. It is time to win, time to play an early edition of Heads Up, and we have a really cool prize. The new Smurfs movie is coming out, and we're gonna get you advanced screening passes. You get to see it before everyone else. We have four passes for you right now. With Heads Up, you just have to pick your category, and when you get six answers in 60 seconds, you are going to the screening. Caller 20, you get to play right now. 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Caitlin, you're caller 20. Yay. You ready to play some Heads Up?
I guess I'm not ready for it.
We're going to get this. I know it's early, yes, but you got this. These advanced screening passes for the Smurfs movie. We're doing a private screening, so you're going to get to see it first and for free. Let's pick a category. Do you want to go with Caps Lock, Just Keep Swimming, or Raw Fish?
Just Keep Swimming.
Just Keep Swimming? Okay, perfect. Swim a Lap Day was yesterday. So these are all things that are just associated with swimming, okay?
Okay.
All right, we've got this. Six answers, 60 seconds. We just got to be on the same page, and I know we're going to get it. Are you ready, Caitlin?
Yep.
All right, guys, your 60 seconds for Heads Up. It starts now.
If you don't want water in your eyes, you wear a pair of these.
Goggles.
Yes. If you need to dry off, you use this.
Towel.
Yes. If you don't want your hair to get wet, you put one of these on.
A cap?
Yes. Yes. This is what you jump off of. Maybe you do a flip into the water.
Diving board?
Yes. If you go look at fish in the ocean, you usually wear one of these so you can still breathe.
It's scuba diving gear?
No, you're not going that deep. You're just on the surface.
A rebreather?
No, it's like it goes in your mouth, and then it's also goggles, and it has a little thing sticking out.
Snorkel?
Yes. This is when you're just learning how to swim and you don't want to drown, you wear these on your arms.
No, floaties.
Yes. Yay! Caitlin, look at you. Nice job. It sounds like you had a little bit of help, too. Who's with you this morning?
Melissa.
Hey,
it's
Melissa.
Actually her phone, and she used me.
Oh, she's like, I don't want to do it. But then Melissa ends up helping out. Well, either way, you guys won. Congratulations. You just got four passes into our advanced screening of the new Smurfs movie. We are having that in July, and you are going to be there first and for free. Congratulations. We have a lot more winning coming up in just a few minutes. We're going to give you a chance to play Beat Mercedes. We have a $400 diamond pendant to give away, courtesy of Michael Eman and Diamond Jewelers. Also at 7:30, the Mega Minute. Everyone's calling for these. Those VIP seats in the mix area for the Patriotic Parade in Summerlin on July 4th. That and more coming up. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. This happened last night. It was so funny. We had just finished dinner, and my daughter Sophie says to me and her sister, hey, do you guys want to watch a movie tonight? And I was like, I got some work I got to do. I was like, what movie? And she goes, it's a childhood classic. So immediately, like, my head is spinning and I'm thinking, childhood classic. Okay. I'm thinking maybe, like, I don't know, Goonies.
Yes.
E.T.
I'm with you. Oh, my goodness.
Nope. She hits me with Lemonade Mouth.
Lemonade Mouth?
I've never heard of that.
Me neither.
And I think that's dating us because I was like, a childhood classic. I almost like spit out my drink. Not because it wasn't, you know, good, but because I remember when she was watching this movie as a kid, as I was cleaning up goldfish crackers off of the floor. Like, this was one of her childhood classics. And it's just so funny. It came out in 2011. It's one of those Disney Channel original movies, and they it's kind of like Breakfast Club, but for that generation.
Okay.
Yeah, they meet in detention. These five people meet in detention, and they're all like so different. Like, there's Olivia and Stella and Wen, and they all start like playing whatever's around them. And they realize like they're musically inclined, and they start a band called Lemonade Mouth.
What? I like this.
Yeah.
I'm looking it up. It looks, I mean, I love The Breakfast Club. I'm going to check this out.
It's a Disney Channel classic that low-key goes harder than it has to. It was pretty good.
Dude, Disney movies, they really do go too hard. I'm like, what? This is a Disney movie?
They're pretty good. Mm-hmm. I just started laughing. I was like, oh my gosh. Because for me, if you ask me, like, what was one of my childhood classics? The first movie I think of for some reason is
Forever. 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 Forever.
The Sandlot. I loved that movie.
That is a good movie.
I loved it so much. It was just so iconic. To me, that's what I consider like a childhood classic. What is it for you guys? 702-364-9400. Someone says, hey, we're going to watch a childhood classic tonight. What movie immediately pops into your mind?
Karate Kid.
Oh, that was such a good movie. You're the best around.
Exactly. It gets me actually motivated. Every time I hear that song, I'm like, you know what? I can do anything. I can do anything.
That was such a good one. And then there was like part two.
Yeah, this song actually is from part two.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, I think that the best ones were the first and second one. After that, it kind of took a kind of a downfall. But I'm still going to watch it just because it's a Karate Kid. But yeah,
oh.
Daniel, man, Allie, I love them all.
I watched every single Karate Kid movie, then the Cobra Kai series, like obsessed. That is such a good one. Let's take some calls here. Let's talk to Melissa. Melissa, when I say a childhood classic, what movie are you thinking?
Space Jam.
Oh my gosh, I love that movie with Michael Jordan, all the basketball players, then all the cartoons. That was a good one. Did they make a part two?
Yes, they did, with LeBron James.
Oh, did you guys see that one?
I did. It wasn't as good as the first one, but like when I think of Space Jam, I think of this song. They're like warming up for the game.
Yeah.
And then like the cartoons are like taking over the basketball players' bodies. It's so fun. I love that movie.
Let's talk to Ryan. Ryan, when I say childhood classic movie, what movie do you immediately think of?
Hey, good morning. My favorite movie is Point Break with Keanu Reeves.
Bodie!
Bodie, exactly.
Yeah.
I never saw that movie, but same. I remember seeing like a poster for it. So it was Patrick Swayze, right?
Yeah, and Keanu Reeves.
He's the bad guy.
Right. So that's the one with the surfers, basically robbing banks, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, you said absolutely. Patrick Swayze's a bad... Spoiler alert, bud. All these years later, Ryan, and you're giving me the spoiler alert. It's okay. I think we're good. What is it, 30 years old?
Yeah.
Maybe. Oh,
okay.
Speaking of Bud, let's talk to Bud here. Bud, when I say childhood classic, what movie are you thinking of?
I'm thinking of Trauma Time, but Land Before Time.
Oh, Littlefoot!
The dinosaur!
Exactly. Yes! That hits home for me.
I cried so hard at that movie. That was such a good... Like, they shouldn't traumatize children like that. You know what I mean?
A lot of movies are traumatizing as kids, and that was one of
them.
That
was one for sure. Steph, what was it for you? Did you have one?
Oh, for me, it has to be The Cheetah Girls. With Raven Simone and the Cheetah Girls Part 2 when they're in Barcelona and they play this song right here. On the Barcelona steps and they're dancing. I'm like, oh my God, I want to be a cheetah girl so bad.
I'm telling you. I just like throw me in a room, put on Matilda on repeat and I'm good to go.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Sean Diddy Combs told the New York judge he's not going to testify in his federal sex trafficking trial. Now in its 32nd day, prosecutors arrested after calling 34 witnesses who said that he used his staff, money, and threats to force women into days-long freak-off parties. He's facing a possible life sentence, and his lawyers, they presented no witnesses. They read some texts. They read some notes. They say how these texts show that women were willing and that the staff didn't know that crimes were actually happening. The defense also asked for an immediate acquittal. The judge has not ruled on that. The closing arguments, they start tomorrow, and jurors could begin deliberating as soon as Friday.
This guy seems pretty confident to me. Apparently, the judge asked him, he said, you know, how are you feeling? And Diddy responds, I'm feeling great, something to that effect. I think you're doing an incredible job. And to me, I'm thinking, okay, incredibly pompous, incredibly confident.
Well, I think. Do you think that he should not be confident? Because if he demonstrates that he's worried, that could signal to the jury, oh, why is he worried?
That's
he's
a good point.
He's going to be guilty about something. So if he's like, I'm fine, I'm great. Like, if I was guilty, I totally like put on a face and like, I have nothing to be worried about. I'm not guilty. You know what I mean?
100%. It's just a vibe I get from him.
Yeah, it just following seems his whole career. Very egotistical. Like, the guy, I totally agree with you on that. Also, this morning, have you ever tried to return something to Amazon and they told you to just keep it?
Yeah, oh my God, I just did that recently.
Really? What yes. was it?
So for my Beyonce outfit, I want to wear these long red gloves. They're like opera looking gloves. And it just didn't fit the outfit I wanted to go with. So I wanted to return it in time. I go to return it and it didn't give me an option on like where to drop it off. They just said, keep the item. Your money is going to be refunded to you.
That's happened to me once too. And it was like I hit the lottery. I was so excited. It was something that was worth like $2. It wasn't even worth. I think it would cost more to return it than it did to actually, you know, for me to keep it. So
I was always wondering why they do that, because it's probably, like you said, it takes more money than the actual item. Just keep it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, there's a new study out that that shows that if this happens to you, that is a win-win situation for everyone in it. Walmart, Target, and a lot of companies are doing it now because it's just not worth it to pay for the return shipping. And it turns out, though, that another reason that they keep doing it is because it makes us go back and buy more stuff. Mm. These researchers found that when we get to keep a return, it makes us see that brand as being really friendly and really generous and really trustworthy. And they call that brand warmth. And that makes us more likely to shop with the brand in the future. So your gloves that you didn't really want, they can make you become a customer now for life because you're like, they were so great.
Are you telling me, because I bought so many things from Amazon in this move, are you telling me that as long as it's quote unquote non-returnable and I try to return it, I'm gonna be able to keep it and get my money back?
No, I am not telling you that because it depends on, I think, on how much it costs.
Yes.
Like if it's like a $2 item, you're probably gonna get to keep it. But if it's, you know, a $500 stereo system and you're like, yeah, I don't want it really. Can I keep it?
And Amazon is brilliant because they'll give you the option if you just want to use it for credit for the future or do you want the money back? And I'm like, oh, I might as well just keep it for credit because I have other things in my Amazon cart.
Oh my
so I'm
gosh.
Like, duh, I don't need the money and it's going to take 2 to 3 business days. Just move it on to the next item.
See, I always ask for the money back. I want my money back.
You want your $2.99
yes.
back.
You guys are getting me so excited here.
Finally this morning, speaking of brand loyalty, check this out. There's this new report out on America's most trusted brands, and it weighed the reputations of thousands of brands. We're talking restaurants and groceries and household products and entertainment, and they kind of narrowed it down based on your generation. So if you fall into the boomer category, your most trusted brand is Kleenex. Kleenex is number one.
Shocker.
Wow.
Which, just in defense of the boomers, I can tell if I'm using Kleenex or if I'm using an off-brand.
Or like Puffs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, Puffs is good. Yeah,
Puffs is Puffs great, is but good. I go to Kleenex. And I love it because when I'm sick, I go to Puffs because it comes with the lotion inside.
Moisture. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but like on a normal day, I don't need that. I go straight for the Kleenex.
For Gen X, the most trusted brand is Dawn dish soap. Okay, I'm not really sure why. Oral-B, Hershey's, Band-Aid, and Duracell also fall in the Gen X category. For millennials, the most trusted brand is Google.
Oh,
Google is okay. Number one. And I can totally see that. PayPal is on that list, YouTube. So you can kind of see where technology started to replace the like brands of things. And then for Gen Z, want to take a guess on that note, like the most trusted brand?
Apple.
Close.
It's close.
Well, it's like in
Amazon.
In that realm. You guys, those are good guesses. YouTube. YouTube is number one. That's followed by Band-Aid, which is really random. Like, why Band-Aid?
Is there a brand that you like can't live without that you're like, I gotta buy this every time I'm at Costco or whatever it may be?
Oh man, I can be a brand snob when it comes to certain things. I think the big one for us in our house is Charmin toilet paper.
Yes.
It has to be.
I agree with you. It's so funny. I was at the store the other day and I used to buy the generic paper towels. Now, Brawny. I've grown up.
It's got to
be. Yeah, because you know what? The paper towels are so thick. Yes.
The quicker picker upper.
Exactly.
That's
Mix
94.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Grede, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grede, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
4.1.
It's time for Beat Mercedes. Mercedes. Can you guess the song faster than she can? Let's go.
Hey, Judy, you are caller 20.
Yeah. Woohoo.
How you doing this morning, Judy?
I'm tired. Oh. I'm going to bed.
Oh, are you going to bed or are you just waking up?
No, I'm going to bed from work.
Oh, man. What do you do?
I work in a casino.
I figured. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So here's the thing. You just got to stay awake for a little while longer so you can beat me at this game.
Oh my gosh.
You got this. Just guess the song and the artist faster than I can, and it's going to be all worth your while. A $400 diamond pendant from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers will be yours, okay?
Okay.
All right. Take a sip of coffee. Good luck. I'm going to leave the studio. Bye.
How long do we have?
We have about 2 minutes until we do this, but we could probably go faster than that if you're fast, Judy. This is how the game works for Beat Mercedes. You are going to hear the first 20 seconds of a song. Once you know the correct artist in title, you're going to shout out, "Got it!" Once we stop the clock, you got to give me something within 5 seconds, okay?
Okay.
All right, the next sound that you hear, Judy, is the song, and that song starts now.
Set me free from this misery. I can take it no more. Since you ran away, nothing's been the same. Don't know what I'm living for.
And that's 20 seconds, Judy. Any guesses?
I had the first song.
No. Are you familiar?
I forgot that I had to yell out "Got It" on the previous song.
Oh, you did you do know it? Did you say "Got It"?
No, I didn't. I forgot that part because I haven't played this game, but I knew the previous song.
Oh, like so. On another day, oh, you not today it. Type of deal?
No, I haven't played this game, so I forgot that I had to say "Got It" and I knew the previous song.
No, I'm sorry. That the game works is you got to say "Got It," okay? I'm sorry. We're going to bring Mercedes in, okay?
Okay.
All right, Mercedes, come in. Judy, how long have you been working at the casino for?
21 years.
Wow, 21 years. Congratulations. That's a long time. All right, Mercedes is back. Good morning.
Hello.
All right, you ready to do this?
Yes, I am ready. Let's
do it. All right, let's do this. The next sound you hear is the song, and that song starts now.
Oh, I know this.
Baby, got it. Go ahead.
Right Here by BB Mac.
Final answer?
Yeah, I think.
Oh my gosh, Mercedes. Maybe.
I got it wrong.
Okay, you stopped the clock kind of later for you at 5.7 seconds.
Yeah, yeah.
You said Right Here by BB Mac.
Right here,
it's Back Here.
Oh,
yep.
Darn
so that's
it.
Wrong.
Oh no. Oh no.
But Judy, she forgot to say got it, and she didn't give us a song or answer.
Oh,
so that means
I win.
You still kind of win in a sense because I mean, no, did she really though?
Well, I mean, tie goes to the host. So,
is that a rule now?
Yeah,
that
is the rule.
We can make it a rule.
Now, technically, yeah, if you don't beat me, then you don't win. So, I am so sorry, Judy. Go get some rest, girl. It's been a long one. But, oh, yeah, Back Here. This is a tough one.
Yeah,
though.
It was, right?
Respect. All right. Well, here you go. You get to hear the whole thing now. Back Here, BB Mac. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. I am still trying to process something that happened, and I need some advice here. I don't even know why I got this text message the other night. I got a text message from a bride, not just any bride, but the bride. And Julian, you probably have no idea what I'm talking about, but Steph.
Talk to me.
You know who I'm talking
mm-hmm.
about. So let me go back a little while. Earlier this year, I was invited to a wedding in LA. This was our neighbor during my childhood. She lived, you know, next door to us, actually two doors down. And she, you know, we've kept in touch over the years. You know, we don't visit, but we keep in touch. We see each other on social media. And one day I get this invitation. I respond back. Yes, we're going. Book hotel, book all this stuff. And then like last month, I'm scrolling on social media and I see her Instagram story, and on it, it's like one of those templates, and it just says, like, so excited for our intimate celebration with just 50 of our closest people. And I remember her saying it was going to be a bigger wedding. So when I saw that, I was kind of like, huh. So I just messaged her and I was like, so excited or something like that. And she wrote back, she was like, I'm so sorry, we had to tighten the reins or something, we had to make it a smaller wedding, I hope you understand. Which basically she uninvited me without uninviting me.
I wonder what would happen if you didn't initiate. Do you think, I mean, that's, eventually she would have told you, right?
That's what we talked about. It's like, what if I would have showed up? Like, at some point, was she gonna tell me, or was that her way of telling me? So fast forward to two nights ago, I get a text message from her. And it says, so the wedding was this past weekend. It said, missed you guys. Oh, where's my phone? Missed you guys at the wedding. Hope you're well. And then there was a link to her registry.
No.
The nerve.
The audacity.
I couldn't believe it. And I screenshotted it and I sent it to my sister, who was also invited to the wedding, but her invitation was not rescinded. And I said, did you get this? And she's like, OMG, yes. What are you gonna do? So here's my question. Do I send a gift to a bride who uninvited me to her wedding? Now, my sister was invited. She didn't go. So she kind of feels like she's obligated because she didn't get uninvited. But I got uninvited. I was on the chopping block. So why is she sending me a link to her registry?
Because she's trying to get what she can get. You know what I mean? I guarantee that some of the people that she uninvited are still going to get her gifts. How petty do you want to be?
I don't know. I don't like being petty, but at the same time, I feel like she was the petty one.
Right.
You know?
Well, here's a couple ideas. Worst items to include on a wedding registry. These are my suggestions. Anything perishable. So I think food would be a good idea. Maybe like some fruit. But make sure to send it when it's almost to the expiration date, right?
Oh, you're saying just be mean.
Well, no, I mean, it's a gift. How about this? A relationship focus or maybe a self-help book for the couple.
Like on how to keep that marriage together or something. I pulled up her registry. So they registered on this website called Honey Fund.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of that?
Yes, I've heard of Honey Fund.
So you can like basically give them money or gift cards.
And it, like, fund our new home or fund our honeymoon, like stuff like that.
It says, we welcome all to join our epic journey as we look forward to our wedding day. And so I guess their honeymoon is in Orlando. And so the registry items are like gift cards, a ton of them. Uber Eats, Nordstrom, GameStop.
Why would you need
Foot Locker, Cold Stone?
I'm sorry, this is getting out of hand.
So what do you think I should do? Do I send something on this registry, 702-364-9400? Do I completely ignore it? I didn't respond yet. I didn't do anything. But like, look at some of these things on here.
Yeah, let me see.
Southwest, Bath and Body Works, Burlington, Disney, Bahama Breeze.
Man, they're really trying to get it all.
Airbnb, Amazon.
I'm like, what is... Oh, and then there's a honeymoon experience of a spa day that I could fund for her.
Please.
Even though I was completely, like, just thrown out of this wedding. Why would you ask someone for a gift when you uninvited them?
What is your... Like, are you said that you check in every now and then, but you're not talking every month. Every couple months? What's a relationship?
It's like we comment on each other's social media. We like each other's photos. I keep up with her on certain things, but we don't really visit. She and my sister were close. I was kind of like the older sister that would keep an eye on them. I think I babysat her a couple times. David, hey, good morning. What do you think here? Do you send a gift or do you just completely ignore it?
I send her 2 cents in an envelope and say, thank you for the wedding invitation. What if you had bought something expensive? What if you bought something expensive and then uninvite? What are you going to do, send that gift?
I don't know. I don't want her to be mad at me, but at the same time, I'm hurt, you know? What are you supposed to do? Jessica, hey, good morning. What do you think?
Dude, I've been talking at my radio since you started talking about this. Hey, I'm like, are you kidding me? And no, I wouldn't send a gift. And then what Jamie said, like I would send either like the 2 cents like the previous listener just talked about.
Oh my God. My 2 cents,
or you could do, here's 25 cents, call somebody who cares. Like, or if you don't want to do all that, just leave it alone. She'll get over it. She won't get mad at you. She'll forget because there's about 20 other people they're probably thinking the same thing.
I know. I can't do the mean stuff. I don't know. I just, that's not my personality.
It's not.
Yeah. Karma, hey, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. You know what? Sometimes the cost of a wedding can get out of hand. Maybe it wasn't personal. Maybe it was just a cost thing. I would send a gift.
First of all, I feel like when someone named Karma tells you what you should do, you gotta listen to them.
Like, Karma is calling.
I need to listen. I feel the same way on that, the cost cutting thing. I don't take that personal. What I took personal was more that she didn't tell me that I found out on social media. You know what I mean? But maybe that was her way. So still send a gift. Like, what are we talking? Like, expensive $10 gift card to Ulta?
$25, $50, something. Just
so
you care.
Oh, man. But, and if I don't do that.
But Karma, is Karma still on?
Yeah.
But Karma, that's not really her responsibility. And not to mention, I mean...
No.
Go ahead.
No, it's not. But you know what? It's just the right thing to do.
Is it? I mean, they're not even that close, but okay.
It's a childhood thing, you know?
Yeah.
Do you keep in touch with any of your childhood friends?
Absolutely not.
That's why. Because you wouldn't send them gifts. I don't know. I am going to go through this. But like, seriously, I thought it was interesting that she has Bath and Body Works on her gift registry.
GameStop? I'm sorry, but who is this for? Your husband or for you guys both to play, what is it, Cooking Mama together?
Champs.
I don't know.
She has Champs on there, Foot Locker.
No.
These are all important needs.
All right, who is ready to win? It is time to play the Mega Minute. Your passes. VIP passes. Money can't buy these passes to sit in the Mix 94.1 parade viewing section for the Summerlin Council Patriotic Parade. We're talking your own seats. We've got breakfast for you. We've got a really cool 4th of July prize pack, all when you conquer the Mega Minute. You have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions correctly. You do that, and the tickets are yours. Who wants to join us for the 4th of July? It is going to be so much fun. Caller 20 right now. You are playing the Mega Minute. 702-364-9400 is our number. It's Mix 94.1.
Are you ready?
It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Hey, Katie, you're caller 20.
Hey. Good morning. Thank you.
You are welcome. Let's get you in for the Mega Minute. All you got to do is answer these 10 questions that I have right in front of me. If you answer them all correct in 60 seconds or less, you're going to be hanging out with us on the 4th of July, the annual Summerlin Council Patriotic Parade. You're going to have VIP seats. You don't have to worry about the camping out or any of that. And we're going to get you breakfast and a prize pack. It's going to be really cool. Are you ready to do this?
I am ready.
All right, Katie, if you're struggling with the question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, if there's time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. And the Mega Minute, it starts now.
Alexander Graham Bell invented the what?
Oh, pass.
What is a female deer called?
A doe.
Yes. Cabernet is what kind of drink?
A wine.
Yes. What do you call animals that can live on land and in water?
Mammals.
No, the dog.
No, amphibians.
Yes. What? The dog Astro is from what animated sitcom?
Pass.
The cable channel AMC stands for what?
AMC, American Music Channel?
No. The what New York Island is the Statue of Liberty on?
Not Manhattan?
No. What was the name of the giraffe mascot of Toys R Us?
Jeffrey.
Yes. What country is famous for its policy of neutrality?
Pass.
What was the name of the Twilight character?
Oh, no.
Darn it. I'm sorry, Kitty. It goes by so fast. I mean, even when the buzzer goes off, even I am surprised by that. But unfortunately, you did not conquer the Mega Minute. Let's go over some of these questions. The dog Astro is from what animated sitcom? That's from the Jetsons. The cable channel AMC stands for American Movie Classics. The New York Island that the Statue of Liberty is on, that is Liberty Island. Mm. And the country that is famous for its policy of neutrality, that's Switzerland. We didn't quite finish the final question, but what was the name of the Twilight character that Kristen Stewart played? That is Bella Swan. So, Katie, I am sorry we can't make you a winner today, but you can hang up and call right back because caller 20, you are going to win. You're going to be sitting with us in the Mix 94.1 VIP Parade viewing section for the Summerlin Council Patriotic Parade, along with a 4th of July prize pack. Caller 20, you get those passes right now. 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez, they're getting married here soon. And they've got so many A-listers flying into Venice to celebrate the big day with them. But what do you get as a wedding gift for one of the richest couples in the world?
I can't imagine.
What does their registry look like? You're probably thinking, well, they're taking the guesswork out of all of it, and they're asking their friends to make donations to the city of Venice instead of giving them a gift, which I thought was really cool. They are trying to help the municipality of Venice by, you know, having people go in and source local goods, things like that. That's their way of showing their appreciation to the Venetian vendors for putting up with all the chaos that is going on right now. I guess there were protests from Venice locals because they were worried that the weddings was disrupt their famous city. But I guess a lot of people are seeing now that they're giving back in a big way. So I thought that was kind of classy of them to do.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on that? I mean, initially I'm like, okay, well, if it's important to them and you care about this couple, regardless if it's, you know, Jeff Bezos and what's her name?
Lauren Sanchez.
Yeah, her. I like that.
Yeah, I do too. I think it's good. They don't need anything. What are you going to get them that they don't already have?
Right.
I mean, one of the richest men in the world. So I think that's a really good way to give back to the city.
Your presence is your presence.
Yes, exactly. Also this morning, have you guys heard of the phrase sleep divorce?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You sleep in different rooms. Maybe someone's a snorer or something like that. Well, now there's a new term that's going viral. It's kind of similar. It's called a screen divorce. And it's when you do the same thing where you opt for different areas, but you do this with streaming. So screen divorce is when you have to agree on what to watch. You both watch whatever you want on your separate screens instead of fighting over it. So you can either watch in different rooms or you can go to the same room and one of you wears headphones. But the idea is that you avoid the situation where one person has to suffer through a show that they don't actually like. And this is becoming a big thing now with a lot of couples that are already doing the sleep divorce thing, but now they're doing the screen divorce too.
Yeah, so I don't have that issue. But I remember you, I remember you mentioning that you wanted to watch your own show and then Matt wanted to watch his own, but then you ended up, I guess you wanted to watch, someone had to give and you ended up watching something together, right?
Well, so early in the night, I'll watch Love Island downstairs. He'll go upstairs and watch baseball.
He doesn't Shocker. Watch Love Island with you.
He doesn't watch
you.
Love Island with
oh,
us.
Oh, that's a love language.
I know. Mm. I'm really shocked that he, because I think he would really get into it, but once we go upstairs, we watch the same show. I get mad if he ever would watch a show that I was wanting to watch, but he watches it without me.
Okay, but when you watch the same show, is it something that you both agreed upon?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
We don't waste time in that way. Okay. He doesn't make me sit through his stuff. I don't make him sit through
my
stuff.
So you're already living kind of a screen divorce situation, if you will, because you're watching your own, he's watching his own in the
No, we watched it. Well, I think we have very similar tastes. So the only thing we watch different is Love Island. But at night, like now we're watching that new, I don't think it's that new, John Hamm show. Mm. Have you guys seen that
I've
one?
I've heard of it. Is it Apple TV?
Yeah, I think so. Is it like Friends and Neighbors or something like that? It's pretty good.
Okay.
You know, so far, he's way more into it than I am, but I still I'm intrigued by it, you know?
I feel like when, for James and I, it's really tough because I don't like to sleep with the TV on or have the TV on in the bedroom when I'm trying to go to sleep. And so when he loves to watch TV and fall asleep, so I tell him, you got to stay in the living room, buddy. Once you start falling asleep, then you can come in here, but no TV in the bedroom.
Oh, my gosh.
So. That's where we get into it because he does the same thing, but I just go to sleep.
Me, James, and Matt are exactly alike.
Oh, why do you guys do that?
Absolutely. I'll keep a pod on or the TV on. Yes. I don't know what it is. It's comforting. I like your two guys, man.
You guys want to share a screen together and go to bed together, too?
Just not the bed.
Finally, this morning, if you could choose anything for your last meal on earth, what are you picking? At last meal, you have to, and it could be from a specific place, it could just be a general food. What is it?
Okay, we're gonna do anything Greek from Ilia Authentic Greek, and we're gonna go anything from Sorry Not Sorry ice cream.
Okay. I mean, I don't think you could go wrong with either of those. What about you, Steph?
Oh, I'm torn between a big steak with mashed potatoes and asparagus or a burger and fries. I'm going to go with burger and fries. That's my last meal.
It's like, you're really going to pick asparagus for your last meal?
Yes, I need the balance.
But it's like you're dying. You don't need the nutrients.
Oh, no, I need it just to balance out my taste buds. What about you?
I just go for a big, gigantic bowl of pasta, like a rigatoni with just sauce all over it.
Mm. But you don't have a specific place? You may as well go all in.
I mean, honestly, I think it's really hard to mess up Italian food. So I think I don't eat a ton of pasta. So when I do, oh man, I'm going to go all in on this. But they just did this survey asking Americans what they would want for their final bite. And the answers were pretty simple and honestly relatable. The top request was what you said, Steph, steak. Mm. It was number one in 25 states, including Nevada. That was followed by potatoes and pasta or noodles. Basically, you got your comfort foods and you got your carbs.
Yeah.
You know, like rounding out the top 10, pizza, veggies. Again, like veggies, really, you're dying. Why waste it
you
on veggies?
You need the balance to clean your palate.
No, for what?
For what? Yeah, you're done. Now, when it comes to drinks, soda topped the list. A Coke was number one, followed by Dr. Pepper, and then Diet Coke specifically, which is funny. Again, why go diet? Unless you like the taste, which I do like the taste of Diet Coke better than regular Coke.
I'm going tequila shots before I die. What do you mean I want a Coke Zero or soda?
Think about that, though. You have asparagus and tequila. I'm glad you're dying. Your pee is going to smell terrible.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Julian, you're here a week now in Las Vegas living here. I at first I felt bad for you because I was like, oh man, he came at the worst time of the year. It's so hot and stuff. But the weather's actually been really nice. I feel like it's that false sense of security that you're not truly experiencing a Vegas summer right now.
You said worst. I was about to say, are you sure? You mean best?
No, it's really nice. I know. You're coming from Seattle. Yeah. But what are your observations so far as you kind of get acclimated to Las Vegas?
Fast drivers, very little clothing, which I absolutely love. You're coming from people in Seattle that wear jackets during summertime, and now it's like, I mean, jackets don't even exist. It's not even a thing, but I'm talking about, I mean, let's put it this way. It's a show everywhere I go. From Smith's to the bank, it's a show. I'm talking about very little clothing.
I would agree with you. I don't know. For me, sometimes I feel like clothing is more of a suggestion than a requirement here in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
I went shopping with my daughter this past weekend at Downtown Summerlin, and she's like, I need to get some shorts. And I was like, okay. So we go to like Hollister or whatever, and she's trying on shorts, and the shorts are so short.
Oh, like booty
shorts.
They're
so short, you guys. Mm. Like they... And all these like teen girls are coming out of the dressing room, and all the moms are standing there, and we're like, oh my God. And I'm like, I'm not trying to be that person who's like, absolutely not. But at the same time, like, hey, be respectable. And, you know, we don't want booty cheeks hanging out or anything like that.
But
you
did
know?
You think about it this way? Did you think about the fact that it's actually, it's serving a purpose, meaning the sun is good for you? It's healthy for you. You need vitamin D. That's a fact.
I agree, but I don't think like you should be showing off your naughty bits. You know what I mean?
And I noticed,
especially
like,
if you're a certain age.
That's exactly it.
I get that.
Teenagers like wearing tube tops, and I see like their midriff. I'm like, okay. When I was that age, my parents wouldn't let me do that. But good for you if your parents are letting you wear that type of stuff.
Yeah, it's like I'm not judging. I get it. It's 112 degrees. I totally get it, but. It's just like sometimes you do a double take and you're like, oh, boy.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're really young. Actually, Shannon wants to make a comment about that. Hey, Shannon, good morning. What do you think?
Okay. You guys are talking about how these teens are dressing and it has me crazy right now.
Why?
It's driving me crazy.
What happened?
Okay, over the weekend, I have a 16-year-old son and he had some friends over, which is totally normal. But one of the girls showed up wearing a very revealing outfit, like a tiny crop top, little tiny shorts that barely covered any of her bits. And I get it. It's 100 degrees.
Yeah.
You know, it's Vegas. I really do. But still, I'm standing here thinking, am I the only one that's really uncomfortable here? I would never let my teenage guy show up shirtless in little tight shorts, you know, to hang out with someone's daughter. So why is this okay? I don't want to embarrass her, but I really didn't think it was okay. I mean, she's a kid, you know, but it's my house. I feel like I should be able to like ask her to throw on a hoodie or something. I don't know. What point are we allowed to set boundaries in our house without being labeled as the uptight parent?
Oh,
I'd love
man.
To know what other people think about this because I'm still fired up about it.
Yeah.
It's tricky because, I mean, it's hot. It's Vegas. You know, we've basically thrown away our sweaters and our jackets for the rest of the year until winter comes. But I do feel a little bit like there's a double standard there. And I know you said that you wouldn't let your son go and in tight shorts and stuff, but I do feel like there is a double standard with the girls and the guys.
I shouldn't say anything because I don't have kids, but coming from you as a parent, Mercedes, if you had maybe your daughter's friends over, would you be concerned? Would you say anything?
I'm not there to police someone else's child body. Like, that's the thing for me. I feel like that's not my job. If anything, I'd be glad that they're in my house being hidden.
True.
Instead of somewhere else. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I definitely think it depends on age. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, just like you mentioned, heat is the heat, but I'm not a parent, but that's tough. I can only imagine if I was, I would have an issue, and that's just the way society is. Guys get away with it a lot more than girls, but yeah, I think I would feel definitely very awkward if my daughter was dressed like that. But again, it depends on age. You know, if someone's older, I mean, people do what they do.
Yeah. We're getting some text here. This one says, parents of boys also need to teach them not to be disrespectful of girls' bodies by staring or making comments. What do you guys think? 702-364-9400. Is there a double standard? Should you be allowed to set those boundaries in your home, saying, hey, she's not allowed in this house if she's wearing something like that? Or is it okay to say, hey, maybe you could throw on a sweatshirt while you're here? Is that shaming? Is that being a grown-up? What do you guys think? Where's the line between respecting someone's personal style and respecting someone's home? We want to hear from you. Call us up right now. We'll take more of your calls coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Earlier we heard from Shannon, who I believe is still on. Hey, Shannon, good morning.
Hey.
Hey, we were talking about the lack of clothing that people are wearing right now. It's Las Vegas, it's the summer, it's hot, we get that. But you made a comment about some of your son's friends that came over the other day, and you just felt like one specific outfit was a little inappropriate. What happened again?
So my son is 16 and he had some friends over, and this girl was wearing a tiny little crop top and little shorts, and it was just very uncomfortable for me.
And you kind of, you felt like, should I tell her to put something on, like a sweatshirt or something? You didn't say anything though, but at the same time you felt like responsible, and this is my house, right?
Yeah, especially in front of a 16-year-old male, you know?
Right. Yeah. But, and a lot of people made the point like that, that's where you really need to step in is make sure that your son is respectful and doesn't make any comments. But hold on, because Lori called and she has something to say. Hey, Lori, good morning.
Hi, good morning. I'm so glad you took my call because I have really strong feelings about this.
Okay, what do you think?
I mean, respectfully, I don't know what Shannon is the name. Is your name?
Yeah,
her name,
is Shannon. Actually, I can bring her on right now. Hold on. Let's bring you guys on together. Let's see. Log that in. There we go. All right. Go ahead. Magical. Lori, you're on with Shannon.
So listen, first of all, I have one thing to say and then I have a question to ask you. I mean, you can't just send these kids back into like sunbonnets and Laura Ingalls dresses. Like that's not going to fly.
Oh my God.
Dress anymore. And the thing, here's what struck me about everything that you said in the whole conversation, because I was listening, and I have a question to ask you. Did your son treat this girl any differently than he treats anybody else? Was he disrespectful to her? Did he make comments? Did he, like, grab her butt? Did he do anything inappropriate?
No.
Right. So you have done a great job, and I'm being dead serious when I say this. You've done a great job of teaching your son that women are not objects, and respectfully, I think you need to learn that lesson from your son. Because you didn't
say anything
about how this girl behaved. You didn't say anything about how this girl behaved. Not one thing.
I think what her outfit, the outfit she's wearing is how she's behaving. You know, she's putting everything, advertising her bits.
Honey, she can walk around naked, and that doesn't give anybody the right to do anything to anybody.
Oh, you need to slow down. I didn't say anybody was going to do anything. But we need to stop making this, like, body positivity, sexualizing little girls' bodies.
Here's the thing. You're sexualizing her. She's not. Your son's not. You're sexualizing her by saying that's inappropriate. If there was a little girl, we have all seen little girls at the pool or at the beach or whatever in just little bathing suit bottoms or whatever, and nobody says anything.
That's a pool and a beach, not a somebody's house.
A child, and no one's sexualizing them.
Okay,
and
ladies,
you are sexualizing this young lady.
Hold on one second, ladies.
I
get both of their points. I really, really do. Hold on the line because we're getting a bunch of calls and texts. 702-364-9400. This text says, mom of a 15-year-old girl, her and her friends always try to wear practically nothing. It's the style now. So I don't want to be that parent that doesn't allow her to be a part of the crowd. However, if I feel it's too revealing, I will make all of them change if they're leaving from my house.
Okay.
Because the way I see it is they're all mine while I'm responsible for them. Sorry, not sorry. This one just came in and says, Team Lori. Lori for president.
I actually kind of get what she's saying.
Who?
Lori. Are we being, well, not me, but are parents being maybe slightly overprotective and maybe overthinking this whole thing?
Why do you say that?
Well, because didn't she allude that maybe you need to stop overthinking it? And I mean, at the end of the day, Shannon's son didn't say anything, didn't respect the girl whatsoever. So maybe let it be.
Well, I think, I don't know how it is with being a parent of a son, but I will say, and Lori, I get what you're saying about we don't need them in like pantaloons or anything like that, but sometimes my daughter will put on stuff. I'm like, absolutely not. Absolutely not. We're not doing that. And it's not that I want to shield them. It's just, I don't think it's appropriate. So in that case, Lori, do you think that there should still be boundaries on what some younger girls should wear?
I have a daughter who just turned 18, so I have just been through this. And I will tell you, yes, as a parent of my child, I can help guide them and make those decisions. But I would never presume if one of their friends came over wearing something that I didn't like, I can't fathom having the gall to be like, you need to cover up in my house.
Mm. I do agree with you.
That's
that
shaming.
And it's not my place to tell your kid what they should and shouldn't wear.
In middle school, if I had a dress code at school, at least, I know this is different, but we would get clothes if it was inappropriate. And I'm talking about clothes like PE clothes. They're like, if your shirt's too small, our middle school would say, you need to wear this loner shirt. So all day long, we would wear a loner shirt. So maybe Shannon, that's my advice to you. You bring around your little loner shirt.
Punishment.
Oh my gosh, that would be worse than anything. going to the loner loser basket. That was the most embarrassing place of them all. Hey, thanks for your calls, everybody. It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Melissa, you're caller 20.
Hello. Yeah.
Are you ready to play Heads Up?
I'm ready.
All right, let's do this. We've got tickets for you to see Jesse McCartney. He's coming to town, the Waitlist tour over at the Pearl. I mean, talk about throwback. That's going to be so much fun. Pick a category.
Amazing.
Do you want to go with Clocked In, Count Me In, or Out of This World?
Let's do Clocked In.
Clocked In. Okay, National Watch Day was last week. So these are all things that are just associated with time, okay?
Okay.
Time is all we need, and you've got 60 seconds to get six of these. I think we can do this. Are you ready?
Okay, yes. I'm a little nervous. I'm ready.
All right, let's do it.
Melissa and Mercedes, your 60 seconds for Heads Up. It starts now.
You set one of these to wake up in time in the morning.
Alarm clock.
Yes. This is Pacific. There's mountain.
They're what?
We're different what? I live in
time zone.
Yes, yes. There's 60 of these in 1 hour.
Minute.
Yes. You might put something on that shows all the months. You might write in what you have to do.
Calendar.
Yes. This is like sands through the blank. So are the days of our lives.
Hourglass?
Yes. This is, set one of these. If you're running a race, you set a what? You press the button on...
Oh my gosh, I know this. Hold on.
Go forward an hour for what? What kind of time?
Oh my gosh.
When we spring forward for what time?
Oh, spring forward.
Darn it.
Oh, dang it.
I'm sorry, Melissa. First of all, the time thing was a stopwatch. That's what I was.
Oh, darn it.
And then it was daylight saving time. That was so fun. Melissa, I'm so fun. Do me a favor. Hang up and call right back. Caller 20. You're going to get these tickets. Win them before you can buy them to see Jesse McCartney at the Pearl Concert Theater at the Palms. You're going to that show on November 8th for Caller 20 right now. 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
I don't know if you guys saw, but smoke just filled the sky yesterday afternoon. There was a brush fire that broke out near Wetlands Park, which is just northeast of Old Silver Bowl Park off of Wisner Way, and the fire scorched over 100 acres. It's the fourth fire in the area this year. So crews from Clark County Fire and BLM, so they stayed on scene overnight to monitor the hot spots. But the cause of the latest fire, it's still under investigation, but neighbors in the Cadence community right nearby says that the fires keep getting closer.
Mm.
And a lot of the residents believe that it's the unhoused people that are living in that area that are causing these fires, it could be a real threat to the neighborhoods, the wildlife, and it's going to continue if they don't do something about the homeless population that's living in that area.
I have friends that live in that area, and I was kind of worried about them. And I didn't know when you first said it, I'm like, where exactly is that? I've heard that place. I zoomed in on the map and I was like, oh my God, my good friends live there. I texted to see if they're okay and they haven't responded. But
no fire or homes were burned or anything like that.
Yeah, true. But
still,
just
scary
to check in, right?
Sure, sure. As long as everyone's okay.
What do you do in that situation, though? I mean, you have, like we have, I don't know, Julian, if you've seen the homeless people that live in the tunnels right over here.
Well, you know what's funny? I saw the documentary on YouTube about it.
Oh, okay.
I haven't visually seen them yet.
Like, they're literally, like, on the other side of our parking lot.
There's the
water drainage, and then they had a big tent set up. Did you see when the tent was set up?
Yes.
They took the tent down.
Heat, probably.
But yeah, they're in there, and sometimes when we come in the morning and it's really dark and there's just people randomly walking in the parking lot, it's like, look, I... I feel bad for them, but at the same time, I'm like, okay, what's happening here? You know what I mean?
And it's like, we work by an open land too. And I know that there's construction happening here. And I think like they're out and about because all of the trucks are coming in and they're starting to work on stuff. Yeah. And so it's, you never know what they're going through, but at the same time, it's like, oh man, for fires to possibly happen because of it, that's scary.
I'm just glad that they got that one put out. Also this morning, according to a new report, 60% of Gen Zers are using email now to avoid awkward conversations and workplace anxiety. And the number even goes higher for women in that group. There's a few reasons that they say this is happening. They say that email kind of allows a degree of separation and helps set those boundaries at work. But Gen Z, they say they're going back old school to email because they're finding out that it can be a lot more useful than going live, like in a Slack chat or something like that. You're like on the spot. You don't have time to think, rewrite, things like that.
I like this.
The email?
And I'm not even Gen Z. Absolutely. Any opportunity to avoid conflict is great.
Do you prefer face-to-face conversations or do you prefer to go via text or something like that?
It depends on the friendship you have with the person. Yeah. If it's someone I don't know, definitely email. If it's someone if it's going to be y'all, oh, face-to-face, no problem. Does that make sense?
Yeah, definitely. I think one thing I've noticed about you is you love to send voice memos.
Yeah, okay.
Audio messages? Yes, he does.
Why so? I got faulted. I got like basically screamed at by one of my friends saying, stop sending me voice text messages. But bro, what do you want me to do? Like, I'm doing this not while I'm driving, but at a stoplight. And it's like, I'm not going to answer all your questions over text. That is the most annoying thing.
I don't mind it. It's just, you're the first person that's ever sent me consistent voice memos. And so yesterday you and I were going back and forth about something and I saw a big old voice memo. I'm like, okay, I got to make sure I'm somewhere I can listen to this. You know what I mean? But it's you're the first friend of mine that's ever done that. No one else sends me voice memos.
Same with me. So Julian, before you start,
I don't mind it. You're the first, you know, probably not the last.
I was in public, you sent it to me and I was actually at a bar and I was like, I am not going to be able to hear it. It's not like I bring AirPods with me everywhere I go. And luckily they'll have like some type of transcription to kind of see what you say. Yes. But like sometimes the words are like not what you're trying to say. So I'm like, and I texted you back. I'm like, sorry, Julian, I'm out in public right now. I probably won't be able to message you back till tomorrow.
Be honest. Does it make you nervous when you see a long long voice text with me?
Yes. Just you, just anybody in general.
Do you get a lot of them? Because I don't get them from people.
So you and my friend Jessica, but this is when she's going off on a rant. So when she's going on a rant and we're texting and we don't have time to call, she's going at the audio message. It's like I see a three minute message from my friend Jessica. I'm like, okay, well, I guess I'll check that later.
And then you have the complete opposite, Ramon, who gives you one word answers. Yes. No.
I hate that.
I was going to say text message. It doesn't matter who it is. It could be my wife, my parents' text message.
But it's always like short one-word answers for you. You don't go into any detail.
It depends on context. I mean, if it requires a long message, I guess I could. But I just don't want to bother you guys.
Oh, this doesn't bother. Like, the way I look at it is if you have my number, you're not a bother.
No, you know? With Ramon, he sends DMs, and that's his, like, way of communication is DMing memes and DMing things that you're related to with, like, sneakers or little boo-boos. Like, that's his communication.
And recently, Love Island.
Yes. There you go. did you watch last night?
Only half.
I only watched half too. Oh, thank God, because I heard something really big happen.
Oh, I was getting reels. I had to stop.
Really?
I had to get off of social media. I was like, oh, I'm getting spoiled.
Spoilers. Yes. Yeah.
I felt like I reached a new level of friendship with Ramon because you never sent me memes before.
It's true. Ever. This is true.
And he sent me his first like funny reel the other day. I was like, oh, we're friends.
Yay! I was getting nervous. I was like, I hope she responds.
This friendship of you guys. All right. Finally, this morning, feng shui. It's the idea that if you organize your home, it affects your harmony and your balance in life. And some people believe in it. Some people don't. Are you guys fans of feng shui?
Oh my gosh. My mom lives by this.
She does.
She is a life and death situation. She says, is it the direction of your door? Someone help me here. Front door or your house? She says that she basically said the reason why you're having such bad luck on my last place was because the direction.
Because it faced the north.
Okay, see, you know.
I think because my last home faced the north, and we had a family come out that really believed in feng shui. And as soon as they pulled up and they saw our house face the north, they turned around and left.
You're talking about the front door, the north. Oh, my God. Now I'm thinking about what door, where does it face?
Who would have known? Mercedes is more Asian than me.
The sale fell through on our house because of that. I was so bummed out.
No kidding. Yeah,
that was a big thing. Well, anyway, there's this feng shui expert is talking about the top things that you should never keep by your bed. Okay, so think about your nightstand. Do you keep anything there? And there are four things that are big no-nos. One, sharp metal objects like your nail clippers or scissors or something,
or a weapon,
or a knife. They say that sharp metal easily pierces your energy shield, and the effects are not good. Ooh, on that one.
Okay.
I don't have that. I'm good on that.
A trash can. Do you have a trash can on the side of your bed?
I don't, but I would love to know why. Why not?
It holds murky energy. Even if it's like crumpled up paper, that breathing in that negative energy can affect your health. Medications or medical records. Like you have your pills that you take before. Don't put them next to your bed.
Okay.
That affects your mood and your mental state. And this one I was really shocked about: fresh flowers. They say the only time you should keep them next to your bed is if you're in a relationship. If you're single, opposite, if you're single it's fine, but if you're married, that invites third party involvement into your relationship.
What? Okay, let's say they're fake flowers, but they're specific. It has to be fresh flowers.
It says fresh flowers, but okay. Yeah, that it, maybe that invites some cheating going on.
They're missing something. What about your phone? The phone. That's bad. You shouldn't keep that by your phone, by your nightstand, because you're pressured to scroll on your phone all the time, get on social media and things like that. No,
that's why I want my phone there so I can scroll.
Yeah, same here.
It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Yesterday, something really weird happened. I felt like such a stalker because I had to leave the show to go pick up Matt from the car dealership because the battery died on Sophie's car. So he had to rush her to work and then get the car towed. And it was like a whole thing. So he was stuck at the dealership waiting for me to go pick him up. And so while he's finishing up the paperwork, I got out of the car and I went in and just was waiting for him so he could see that I was there. And I was overhearing this conversation about 4th of July with these two people. Like they were both sitting there, totally separate parties. And one guy was talking about how he went to Pahrump and bought a bunch of illegal fireworks. And he was with someone and he was talking about like, yeah, we've got enough to last us all year long or something like that.
Oh, no.
And then another lady that was sitting right across, she's like, you obviously don't care about pet owners. And he's like, he goes, I have pets. And she's like, well, you obviously don't care about them because fireworks is the worst possible thing you could do to a pet. It puts them through so much trauma and so much distress. And I'm sitting here like, watching a tennis match, like watching the
right,
two of them.
Like ping pong,
oh my gosh, it was so crazy. But yeah, she made a comment about how they should ban fireworks from being lit the on days that are not the 4th of July. And I mean, she brought up some valid points with the trauma. Like, why are we doing it on August 2nd or something? He's like, I can do it whenever I want to.
Is that your Pahrump accent, Mercedes?
I don't think he was from Pahrump. He just went to Pahrump. But he was very adamant
about it. He sounded exactly like that, though.
Yes,
I love it.
Kind of. I mean, what do you guys think when it comes to the fireworks? They're going to be starting up here soon. Let's be honest. It's coming. And they go a few days early. We know. And do you think that there should be like a ban on not doing them on any other day than the 4th of July?
Okay, first and foremost, fireworks. So fireworks here are legal.
Well,
to set off aside.
No, there's illegal fireworks that people leave town to buy and they bring them back.
But you can set off anytime.
I don't think you can. I don't think you can.
That's where the gray area is for me too, because I just, when moving here, I didn't know that people set them off so much, because in San Diego, it wasn't that bad. And in Connecticut, I barely heard any.
I can tell you this, just coming from Seattle, I lived in a duplex. So I lived around a lot of people, and on the 4th, people would set them off continuously throughout the entire night till like 3 a.m. And this is just me, okay? I can't speak for the pets or anything along those lines. I don't care. I don't care how loud it is. I don't care how close it is to me. It really is like I'm desensitized to all that. So yeah, me personally speaking, I really, it doesn't matter to me. It's like water. It's like water off my back.
What do you guys think? 702-364-9400. She had made a comment like that fireworks you should have to get a permit if you're going to use fireworks. Like that's something that people should apply for. And you know, my kid for a fundraiser, they used to have a fireworks stand for her softball team. So we would have to work it like for the week leading up to 4th of July. And these were the legal fireworks, not the ones that you go get in Pahrump or wherever. Mm-hmm. People would literally the day we opened, get there, come and light all their fireworks, then come back the next day with more. And I was like, man, people love their fireworks.
I mean, because I have Momo and he is terrified of fireworks. And I don't know who it is in my neighborhood. It will be May 3rd and there'll be fireworks. And Momo gets terrified. And you'll hear the dogs in my apartment complex howling and screaming and like barking because they're scared of them. Before Momo, I mean, it's 4th of July. But now I'm talking about every single day, July 1st, July 2nd, July 3rd, July 7th, and then even like random days out of the year. I think it's gone out of control, and I agree with this woman. People should have permits to put on fireworks.
Okay, no disrespect. I love pets, okay? Love Momo. But I will say this. So you're basically asking people, every single person, every single family, to get a permit over fireworks, one. Two, you're asking families, every single person to kind of what's the word I'm looking for? To kind of bend back to your pet?
Yeah.
But
there's multiple pets in the neighborhood. And then not even that, you'll know on 4th of July that pets start running away and that they'll end up in like the shelters and stuff because of those fireworks.
There's also multiple families and there's a lot more people. I'm just saying.
The thing with the permit thing that gets me a little like, is that they're... What's the accessibility of those permits? Where do I have to go to get this permit? You know, like that sucks.
I agree.
They don't make things that easy. On the other side, I don't have pets, but I did at one time. And 4th of July was their least favorite time of the year. New Year's Eve was a close second. And it
was
because of the fireworks. Let's talk to Jennifer. Hey, Jennifer, what do you think? Should you be required to have a permit if you're going to do some backyard fireworks?
Yes.
Why do you say so?
I have a dog that I have to, the date for 4th of July and for New Year's. And we're actually considering going out to the lake because it is illegal to shoot fireworks off out in the lake area.
Just because they say it's illegal, do people actually abide by that just out of curiosity?
Yes.
Okay.
I have a friend that works as a park ranger.
That's you just don't know who's following the rules and who's not following them.
Yeah.
Would you think differently if you didn't have a pet?
Jennifer?
I used to, but because I know the experience now, you never know what somebody goes through until you go through it yourself.
Okay.
I had a
different mindset.
Do you sedate your dog, Steph?
No, I've considered it because he trembles and he shakes. But we've tried multiple things at the pet store with the calming chews and maybe some things that will make him drowsy, but none of those work. And I think
they don't.
No, so
he's developed a tolerance.
Hey, what are you doing, CBD Mama?
He's been sneaking mom and dad's baby. What's going on?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.